Last time we started discussing the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, which talks about Haseba Bifnei Rabba. Gemara says, Ben Eitzelov Eboi Haseba. The Talmud Eitzel Rabba is a Shaila in the Gemara, and it concludes that Talmud Eitzel Rabba Eino Tzarech LaHosef. A Talmud does not have to be Masev in front of his Rebbe. And we said that it sounds like it's even Osir. The Lashon of the Rambam is that it's even Osir to be Masev in front of the Rebbe. Why is that true? So we had two different approaches, two general approaches to the sugya. The Rabbeinu Manoach and the Shiltas seem to assume that the mitzvah of Mor Rabbo is Docha, the mitzvah of Heseba, and it prohibits a person from doing Heseba Bifnei Rabbo. It's a din dechia, as they put it. Rabbeinu Manoach is troubled if that's the case, then what's the difference between Talmud Bifnei Rabbo as opposed to Ben Bifnei Oviv? A son also has a mitzvah of Mor Oviv. So if the Talmud is not obligated to do a Seba, if perhaps it's forbidden for him to do a Seba in front of his Rebbe, so then his son should also be prohibited from doing a Seba in front of his father. And he suggests two different answers. Rabbi Manoach offers two different answers as to why Ben Bifnei Oviv is more lenient than Talmud Bifnei Rabbo. And we mentioned several nafgemina to those two approaches. But then we suggested another mahalach, another approach in the sugya, as to why Talmud Bifnei Rabbo is kotter from Haseba. That is, that it's not really a din dechia. It's not that the mitzvah of Mor Rabbo is docha, the mitzvah of Haseba, but rather, the fact that the Talmud feels Mor Bifnei Rabbo, that's the mitzius that makes the Talmud uncomfortable to do Haseba in front of his Rebbe, uncomfortable to reply while he's eating. And since he's uncomfortable, it's not a derech eris. So he's potter from doing a seva. If it's not a derech eretz, Chazal will never mechayev him. They never obligated him to do a seva in the first place. Once he's not obligated to do a seva, then the seva that he would do would be a hesevas reshus, and that's prohibited in front of the Rebbe. So that's why perhaps the Rambam says the Talmud Bifnei Rabbo ain't a meisiv. It's also for him to be meisiv, not because there's a din dechia that the mitzvah of Mor Rabbo is docha the mitzvah of seva, but rather it's that the Talmud just doesn't feel comfortable in front of his Rebbe, so it becomes a Hesebas Rishus. He's not obligated to do a Seba because it's not Derech Eris. And once it's a Hesebas Rishus, then it becomes prohibited to do a Seba in front of his Rebbe. We pointed out that the Jerisha, you know, Osvav quotes the Marshal, who says that maybe this is why Rav Yosef uses a Lashon Lo Tzrichsu. He tells Abaye that you're not obligated to do a Seba. You don't have to do a Seba. What does that mean, you don't have to? It's awesome. If it's awesome, why does he say that you don't have to? The answer is, obviously he was saying it's awesome. But what Rav Yosef was alluding to is that the reason why it's awesome is because lo tzrichsu, because you don't have to. Since you don't have to be masiv in front of the Rebbe because it's not derech eris, it's uncomfortable for you, you don't feel like being masiv, memeil it becomes a hesebas reshus, and that's why it's taka awesome. He wasn't focusing on the fact that it's not necessary to do a seba. That's not the sibas ha. That's not the real halacha. The halacha is that it's asr. He's focusing on the reason why it's asr. It's asr because it's not necessary, and therefore it becomes a hesevas reshus. This, we said, could explain the braisa at the end of the Gemara. The braisa says that Talmud Bifnei Rabba was supposed to be mesiv. It's chayiv to be mesiv. Seems to be a stira. If Yosef says that it's not necessary, and yet the Brisa says that it is necessary, so the Gemara concludes, Hahi b'shulya denagri. Brisa is talking about a shulya denagri, a Talmud Eitzel Rabbo, who's learning an umnis by his Rebbe. We're not talking about learning Torah. Learning, it's a Rebbe in umnis. That type of Talmud-Rebbe relationship requires a Seba. There's no Ptura Seba in the case of that Talmud. So we ask, what's the Havamina? Of course, there's no mitzvah of Mora, b'fnei Rabbo, b'shulya denagri. So why should I think that there's no chiyuv haseba? He suggested, according to this approach, maybe the answer is that if the ptur of haseba, Talmud Bifnei Rabbo, is not because of the halacha, but rather because of the metzius, he doesn't feel comfortable in front of his Rebbe, so you'd have a havamina even by shulya denagri. He doesn't feel uncomfortable in front of the teacher. So maybe you should have a ptur haseba as well. Right? Maybe you should have a ptur haseba as well. Kamash malon. No, that he's chayiv. That he's chayev to do Haseba, that the type of Ema that makes it not derech eris for a Talmud b'fnei Rabba, that only applies for a Talmud Rebbe relationship in Torah, not for a Talmud Rebbe relationship in Ums. This second approach can help explain another shita in the Mefarshim as well. And this is where I'd like to begin today. I want to share this idea with you. The Poskim talk about the following circumstance. Let's say there's a scenario where it's not osur to do Haseba in front of the Rebbe. Let's say the Rebbe gives Rishus. We said that Bain, a son in front of the father, Bain, a Talmud in front of the Rebbe, if there's Rishus given, then it's permissible to do Haseba. We know the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Av Shemachal HaKvodo Kvodo Machal, Rav Shemachal HaKvodo Kvodo Machal, Melech Shemachal HaKvodo Ein Kvodo Machal. A Melech is special. Pasuk says, Som Tosim Alecha Melech, Shetehei Emasu Alecha. The aim of the melech has to be on the people, so he's not allowed to be mochel on his kavod. His kavod is kvod shamayim, it's a kavod of the malchus, he's not allowed to be mochel. But rav shemochel akvod akvod mochel, rav shemochel akvod akvod mochel. So if there's an atilas rishus, then even the Talmud is able to be mason, just like a son can be mason. We talked about whether there's a natural mechila on the part of the father. But forgetting whether there's a natural mechila or not, the reality is if there's an actual mechila, not a natural mechila, but an actual mechila, then even Talmud b'fnei Rabbo can do Haseba as well. What happens in such a case? Let's say there's a mechila on the part of the Rebbe, so there's no issur to do Haseba. Is the Talmud mechuyev to do Haseba in such a case? Or is he allowed to do Haseba in such a case? What's the din? There's mechila on the part of the Rebbe, there wasn't a tilas rishos, the sinas rishos. So now what's the din? Is the Talmud mechuyev to do Haseba, or is he allowed to do Haseba? But let's say he opts out. Can he opt out even though it's mutter for him to do Haseba? Sounds like a very strange question. Because if you were to ask me, I'd say, if it's mutter, you're chayev. Right? If there's no problem of Mora Rabbo, so then there should be an obligation to do Haseba. But yet we seem to find that the poskim have a debate about this very topic. Where does this come into the fore? This is an idea that's mentioned by the Darkei Moshe. If you have the packet number 16, please look on with me. The Darkei Moshe in Oz Gimel quotes the Mahariv Bruno. Kosav Mahariv Bruno. Davka kishoch la talmid amarav al shulchan, avu kishoch al shulchan acher, avu bishu b'fnei rabo, afilu wach yitzarach ma'asif. Interesting chiluk that the Mari Bruna has, that the only time that there's an iser for the Talmud to do a seba b'fnei rabo is at the same table. If he's on a different table, then it's mutter. He's not so close to the Rebbe, so it's not really a pegima in the Rebbe's kavod. Okay. Interesting idea. But then the Mari Bruna goes further. What does he say? The Kosav Ode, says the Darkei Moshe, the Dafka Enot Tzorech, Aval Lim Yirtze Yochel LaHosev. The Mari Bruna says that Talmud B'fnei Rabbo doesn't have to do a Seba, but if he wants to, he can. That's interesting. He doesn't have to do a Seba, but if he wants to, he can. The Kosav Ode, the Mestama Shari, Min Astam It's Mutlifim to do a Seba, Ve'eno Osir Elekeh Shemocha Bo Rabbo. It's only Osir if the Rebbe is Mocha, if he protests, he says, my Talmud, what are you doing? But if the Rebbe doesn't protest, then it's permissible for him to do a sin. The Eino Nira, says the Darkei Moshe, I don't think the Mari Bruna is correct. The Lo Shori El Birshus Rabbo, Kedemash Malosh Natur. The Darkei Moshe says, it's not that there's no Isser unless the Rebbe is Mocha. Fakert, there's no Heter unless the Rebbe is Mocha. That's a very important difference over there, right? If there's a hay or a lamed, right? According to the Mahari Bruna, it's only usur if the Rebbe is moche with a hay, if he protests. But if he doesn't protest, it's mutter. According to the Darkei Moshe, it's only mutter if the Rebbe is mochel with a lamed. But if he's not mochel beferish, then it's going to be usur. What's the machlokas, the Mahari Bruna and the Darkei Moshe? What are they saying? What's the case? So the Mefarshim explained that Lechora, what they're arguing about, is whether the Rebbe is Mochel Menastam. If the Rebbe isn't Mochel, if he doesn't protest, so what is that? There's a tacit approval. Right? Tacit approval. So do we assume that there really is a tacit approval, that he's he's not moche, then he is mochel? Or do we say, no, he has to be mochel beferish to say that there's a mechila? The Maribruna says that there's tacit approval. There's a tacit mechila. There's an understood mechila. So if there's an understood mechila, then the Talmud is able to be meisiv. It's motive him to be meisiv. And the Darkei Moshe says, absolutely not. There's no tacit mechila. He has to be mochel explicitly. And if he's not mochel explicitly, so then there is no mechila. And if there's no mechila, then it's also for the Talmud to be meisiv. Okay, so that's the machlokis, Maribruna, Darkei Moshe. Do we assume that there's a tacit mechila on the part of the Rebbe, and then it's motive for the Talmud to be meisiv? Or do we assume there's no tacit mechila? So only with an explicit mechila is it permissible for the Talmud to be meisiv. But listen carefully to what the Maribruna says. If that's really the context of the Maribruna and the Darkei Moshe, so then what's he saying? The Talmud doesn't have to be meisiv, but if he wants to, we can. What's the case? Tacit mechila. Right? Where the Rebbe is not moche, so if he doesn't protest, then we assume that there's a tacit mechila. Good. So what's the Maribuna saying? In a case where there's an implicit mechila on the part of the Rebbe, what's the din? There's a heter haseba, but there's no chiyav haseba. That's what the Maribuna is saying. If we establish that the Maribuna is talking about a case where there's an implicit mechila on the part of the Rebbe, so then let's examine what the psak is. The psak of the Maribruna is that when there is an implicit mechila on the part of the Rebbe, so then it's mutter for the Talmud to be meisiv. But it's still ein otzarech. He doesn't have to be meisiv. What does that mean? If the Rebbe has an implicit mechila and it's mutter for him to be meisiv, he should be chayiv to be meisiv. If the Rebbe is mochel him implicitly, so then there's no mitzvah of mor rabba that prevents him from doing a seva, so why should he be obligated to do a seva? Akarchov, what do you see? The Maribruna is telling us that the Ptur Haseba is not because of the mitzvah of Mora Rabba. It's because of the mitzios, the feelings of the Talmud. The Talmud doesn't feel at ease in front of the Rebbe. So it's not Derech Eretz. If it's not Derech Eretz, then he can't be obligated to do a Haseba. Comes the Maribruna and says that even in a situation where it's permissible for the Talmud to do a Haseba, the Rebbe was mochel him. The Maribruna claims that even an implicit mechila is enough. So even where it's permissible for the Talmud to do a seiva, he still is not obligated to do a seiva because it's dependent on his feelings. If he still feels uncomfortable in front of the Rebbe, then he's potter. It's still not derech eretz, even though it's mutter for him to do a seiva because the Rebbe is not protesting, right? And let's assume that there's an implicit mechila if there's no mechaa. The Talmud is not necessarily obligated anyway, Zokta Maribruna. Yochel lahaseh, but still ein otzarech lahaseh, because if the Talmud doesn't feel comfortable, then vayted is the same ptur. If he doesn't feel comfortable, it's not derech eretz, so he's not obligated to do a seva. This idea is echoed by the Bach as well. The Bach says, why did Rav Yosef say to Abaye, Lo tzrichsu, you don't have to do a seba. Why did he use such a lashon? Says the Bach, because we're talking about a situation where Abaye and the Talmidim were being meisiv in front of Rabba. Did Rabba allow them to do it? Was he moche? Was he not moche? It doesn't sound like he was moche. It sounds like he gave them rishus. Because if he didn't give them rishus, it should have been moche. He should have told them not to do it. Says the Bach, it's aser. It's not just ein sarach, but he picked on the lashon of the Gemara. Lo tzrichsu. And what was the pshat? So in the second approach of the Bach, he says like this: the Beirabba shenasan lehem reshus lahasev hayusvurim shemuchuyavim lahasev. Abaye and the Talmidim thought that since Rabba allowed them to do a seba, they were obligated. Rav Yosef said lo tzrichsu to imply that you don't even have to do a seba, even if Rabba gave you rishus to do a seba. That's his chiddush. That's his chiddush, a little different than what we were presenting earlier. Another chiddush in this lashon that he was telling them, you don't have to do a seva even if the Rebbe gave you rishus. Me'achas sheyesh lachem hisnatzlus she'einchem rotzim lahasev machmas yira demor rabcha kamar shamayim. You have a hisnatzlus, you have an excuse, mor rabcha kamar shamayim. So if you don't want to be meisiv, it's not necessary to be meisiv. Avram lo nasan la rishus, yisur nami ika, but without the Rebbe giving rishus, of course there's an issur. What's the Bach talking about? Rav Yosef was saying that even though the Rebbe gave rishus, you have a snatkos, you don't have to do a seva, it's not necessary. Because mora rabcha kamar shamayim. What does that mean? If the Rebbe gave rishus, there's no mora rabcha kamar shamayim, there's no mitzvah mora anymore. The answer is the Ptur has sevas not because of the mitzvah of mora, it's because of the mitzius that the Talmud doesn't feel comfortable in front of the Rebbe. Zokt Rav Yosef, even if the Rebbe gave rishus for you to do a seva, you still might not feel comfortable. You have it, it's not those. Mora rabcha kemor shamay, not the din of mora, but mora rabcha kemor shamay, you might feel like, I can't recline in front of the Rebbe. Zokt Rav Yosef, if you can't recline in front of the Rebbe, you're still punted. You're allowed to, it's mutter, but you're not obligated if you still don't feel comfortable. The Taz, the son-in-law of the Bach, echoes the same sentiment. And he says, based on this, we can explain the Gemara. We have this Braisa, the Talmud of Neirabo, Mesif. Nestor said, the Gemara is Sakasha, how can that be? Rav Yosef says, Talmud of Neirabo, Eino Tzorach Lo'asif. So how can the Braisa say, the Talmud of Neirabo, Mesif? The Gemara concludes, Ahu B'shulya Denagri. Why did the Gemara need that answer? What could the Gemara have answered based on what we're talking about? When is a Talmud Meisiv Bifnei Rabba? When? Help me, when? When can a Talmud be Meisiv Bifnei Rabba? When? When? When the Rebbe gives Rishus. Why did the Braisa just say that Talmud Eitzel Rabba Meisiv when the Rebbe gives Rishus? To give all the answer. Says the Taz, you know why the Gemara didn't say that? Because the Lashon Talmud Meisiv Eitzel Rabba sounds like he's chayiv to be Meisiv Eitzel Rabba. And even if the Rebbe gives Rishus, according to the Bach, even if the Rebbe gives Rishus, the Talmud is not chayiv to be Meisiv Eitzel Rabba. He's allowed to be Meisiv Eitzel Rabba. It's mutter for him, but ain't no tzar. He doesn't have to be Meisiv. So that's why the Gemara didn't give that answer, because it's not licked in the verit of the Braisa. It won't fit with the words of the Braisa that sound like Talmud b'fnei Rabba chayav lahasev. Talmud b'fnei Rabba meisiv means he's chayav to be meisiv. But according to the Bach, even if the Rebbe gives rishus, the Talmud is still not chayav to be meisiv. He's allowed to be meisiv, not chayav, because he might not feel comfortable. He still might not feel comfortable. If he doesn't feel comfortable, it's not derech eres, and then he's barred from doing a seva. It's a beautiful comment, right? A beautiful insight. The Gemara couldn't have given the answer that the Bryce is talking about where the Rebbe is mocha, because it still doesn't create an obligation for the Talmud. It creates a heter, but not a chiyuv. So that's why the Bryce didn't give that answer. This is all in sharp contrast to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shaar HaTzion from the Pri Chodesh and the Ritz Geis, one of the Rishonim, who disagree. We disagree with the Mari Bruna and the Bach. This Mishnah Berurah is in Sifkot and Tezayin. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tofai in Beis. In Sif Hei. This is in the packet on page 7. Shulchan Aruch writes, Ben Eitzel Oviv Tzorech HaSeva Afilu Hu Rabba Muvuk. Okay. Talmud Lifnei Rabba Eino Tzorech HaSeva Afilu Eino Rabba Muvuk Elim Kein Yitin Lo Rabba Rishus. Talmud Eitzel Rabba doesn't have to wear Seva. We'll get to Rabba Muvuk in a moment in Mitzvah Hashem. Talmud Lifnei Rabba doesn't wear Seva Elim Kein Yitin Lo Rabba Rishus unless the Rebbe gives him Rishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tezayin. Elim Kein. Elim ken yiten l'rabba rishus, says the Shulchan Aruch, unless the Rebbe gives rishus, zok the Mishnah Brura, ve'oz mechuyev l'hasif. If the Rebbe gives rishus, then the Talmud is obligated to do a seba. Not that he's allowed to do a seba, he's obligated to do a seba. Says the Shara Tzion, Sivkot Mechof, maskonas pri chadosh, v'chein mashma meritz geyes. The Ritz Geyes, one of the Rishonim, says that if the Rebbe gives Rishus, then the Talmud is Mechuyev. It's not that you create a Heter, but rather there's a Chiyah that's created. Shekosav, what did the Ritz Geyes write that implies that there's a Chiyah? Afal gav de Haseba mitzvah, kvod rabo nami mitzvah, mitzvah de kvod Torah odif. Haseba is the mitzvah, but kvod rabo is also a mitzvah, and the mitzvah of kvod Torah is odif from the mitzvah of Haseba. Memela, kevin da rav mochalo ika mitzvah der seba. Zokter Ritz Geyes, the whole reason why a Talmud isn't meisiv ifnei rabo is because of the mitzvah kvod rabo, mora rabo. So what are you saying? The mitzvah of mora rabo normally is docha the mitzvah of heseba. So if there is no mitzvah of mora rabo because the Rebbe is mochal and is covered, then the mitzvah of heseba standing alone is a chiyuv heseba. So avada, there should be a chiyuv. It's not just a heter, but of course there's going to be a chiyuv in such a case, zok the Ritz Geyes. V'chein mashma lishna da ha-machaber midakos ha-vein ha-tzorech elohim kein, etc. Mashma da b'zeh tzorech. The machaber says that Talmud b'fnei rabo ein ha-tzorech ha-seva elohim kein yitin l'rabo rishus is a contrast that's being set up. That normally Talmud b'fnei rabo doesn't require a seva unless the Rebbe gives rishus. Sounds like if the Rebbe does give rishus, he's required, he's chayiv. Not that it's a heter, but that he's actually chayiv, like the Ritz Geyes, like the Pri Chodesh. Why should there be a chiv? We have two different approaches over here. We have the Mari Bruna and the Bach who say that if the Rebbe gives Rishus, then the Talmud is allowed to be meisiv, there's a heter, but nevertheless there's no chiv. And on the other hand, we have the Pri Chodesh, the Ritz Geyes, who say, no, if there's no iser, then there is a chiyuv. What's the machlokas? The answer is, they're arguing about the very crux of the sugya. What does it mean that Talmud ain't a meisiv b'fnei rabo? Why is he ain't a tzarech? Is it a din d'chiyya? A d'chiyya that the din of the mitzvah of mora rabo is docha the mitzvah of heseba? If that's the case, then when there's no mitzvah of mora, if the Rebbe is mochel and there's no mitzvah of mora, then the Talmud is obligated to do a seva. He's chayiv. That's the Ritz Geyes. That's the Pri Chodesh. Avada, he's going to be chayiv. Because if there's no mitzvah of mora, then he's going to be obligated. The Mari Bruna and the Bach disagree. They claim that the din, the Talmud, in Omeisa with Nei Rabo, is not because of the mitzvah of mora, but rather, it's because of the mitzias of Mora, Mora Rabcha Kamara Shamayim, that the Talmud doesn't feel comfortable in front of the Rebbe. So if the whole reason why he's potter is because he doesn't feel comfortable in front of the Rebbe, then even if the Rebbe gives Rishos, if the Talmud still doesn't feel comfortable, then he's potter from doing a Seva. He's allowed to do a Seva, but he's not obligated to do a Seva. Because it's all a function of the comfort of the Talmud. Okay. Questions? Benji. No, the whole chiddush of the Braisa is that a Talmud b'fnei Rabo, his Rebbe in Torah, is not going to feel comfortable. But the answer of the Braisa is that by Shulya Denagri, he will feel comfortable enough. And that's why he does a Derech Eretz, so he can do a Seva.
But I thought
the Havamina is that Shulya Denagri will be the same as Talmud b'fnei Rabo in Torah, that you don't feel comfortable, Kamashmal, and that you do. Kamashmalan, that since there's enough of a comfort there, it's not the same as the Rebbe. It's not the same as the Rebbe. There's enough of a comfort, so therefore, it'll be Derech Eretz and he'll have to do a Seva. A Friday. So I don't know if it's an Osek B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah type of din. It's not that he's Osek B'mitzvah, it's that one mitzvah is Docha the other mitzvah. A little different. right? Is it osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? It's that Chazal never were misaking the mitzvah of Heseba if it's going to be doche, the mitzvah of Mora Rabba. It's not just that because he's already osek b'mora Rabba, he's not really osek b'mora Rabba, it's that he's about to do something. He's about to lean. So that action that he's going to do, there's a positive, but there's a negative. It's not that he's already doing a mitzvah. Now the question is, if another mitzvah comes along the way, should he stop doing what he's doing and do the second mitzvah? The question is, there's going to be a conflict between two different mitzvahs, so which one wins out? It's a little different. A little different. Yes? It's hard for me to hear, I'm sorry. That's a good question, Yossi. Yossi's asking, the Taz had a beautiful diuk from the Gemara, right? That from the Gemara it sounds like even if the Rav gives permission, there's no obligation for the Talmud to do Eseba. And that's why the Gemara didn't give that answer. So according to the Ritz Geis and the Pri Chadash, that's Taka Kasha. I have to think about that question. It's a good Kasha. Right? It's a good Kasha. I don't know. We were so convinced of the Taz's approach that now, you know, the other side is up a creek without a paddle. We have to work on that question to give a good answer for the Ritz Geis and the Pri Chadash. Okay, any questions from the Zoom Chever? Okay. Let's move on to the final segment of the Sukkah. We saw in some of the Mefarshim there was a mention of Rabbo She'eno Muvuk. Started to hear such a concept floating around. The Gemara talks about Talmud Bifnei Rabbah. It doesn't define what kind of Rebbe we're discussing. The Rishonim talk about these two types of Rebbe. I want to focus on this area. And we'll see that actually this discussion relates back to the Yesodos that we've already developed in the Sugya. The Rosh makes a comment on the Sugya, continuing. The Rosh doesn't have much on the Sugya, but it's chock full in Simen Chof. What does the Rosh say? Talmud Eitzel Rabba. Ben Eitzel Oviv Tzorech Haseba Afilu Hu Rabba. V'stam Ben Oviv Melamdo Torah. Talmud Eitzel Rabba. My Gemara says, no chiv. Lo Tzrichsu Mora Rabcha Gemara Shamayim V'afilu Eino Rabba Muvok. Adds the Rosh, Talmud Eitzel Rabba Eino Tzorech Haseba Afilu Rabba She'eno Muvok. It's any Rebbe. Talmud Eitzel Rabba does not have to do a seba, even if he's Rabba She'eino Muvuk. He's not a Rebbe that the Talmud has learned Rov Chachmaso from him. A Rebbe Muvuk means that he's learned Rov of his Chachma from that Rebbe. The Rav used to say that Rebbe Muvuk means he's learned the Derech Halimud from that Rebbe. He's learned an approach to learning from that Rebbe. Rabba She'eino Muvuk means that he's learned from the Rebbe, but he's not his Iker Rebbe. Ikarebi in terms of information, in terms of quantity of learning, in terms of quality of learning, in terms of derech halimud. Says the Rosh, when it comes to Haseba, the din that Talmud Eitzel Rabba Eino Tzorech La'asev applies even to Rabba She'eino Muvuk, not just to Rabba Muvuk. Why? How does he know? As you know, so he tells you why. He says, just one moment please. Midlo mashka l'ukme b'raisa. Everyone is picking on this Rai of Shulya Denagri. What does the Gemara say? Talmud Eitzel Rabba Mesif. Rav Yosef says Talmud Eitzel Rabba Eino Tzorech La'asev. It's Dach Aspira. The Gemara answers Shulya Denagri. What answer could we have given? It's Pashut. Before we said, well, the answer of the Gemara could have been that even if the Rebbe gave rishus, if the Talmud still feels uncomfortable, then he doesn't have to be. Then he's not mechuyav to be meisiv. Right? We could be talking about a situation where the Rebbe gave rishus. Why didn't the Gemara answer that the Rebbe gave rishus? So he said, no. Even if the Rebbe gave rishus, the Talmud still doesn't have to be meisiv, etc. Says the Rush, I have a simple solution to the kasha of the Gemara. Would you tell me the Brisa Talmud Eitzel Rabbo Meisiv is a kasha? It's not a kasha. When does the Talmud have to be Meisiv Eitzel Rabbo? When? By which Rebbe? Help me now. By which Rebbe does he have to be Meisiv? What could the Gemara have said? When does the Talmud have to be Meisiv Eitzel Rabbo? By Rabbo Shed? Yonatan? Sheino Muvuk, exactly. By Rabbo Sheino Muvuk. Why did the Gemara give that answer? Dr. Rush, the answer is, because there's no chiluk. Because even by Rabbo Shein no Muvuk, the Talmud doesn't have to be Mesa Vexel Rabbo. That's a gewaldig. No. That's the Rush. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. Talmud Shein no Muvuk. Talmud Eitzel Rabbo. Here's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Talmud Lifnei Rabbo in Atzarech Haseba. Afilu Eino Rabbo Muvuk. Elim Kain Yitim Lo Rabbo Rishus. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rush. The Torah also quotes this Rush that even Rabbo Sheino Muvuk, Talmud Eitzel Rabbo doesn't have to be Meisiv. Frek the Maral and Kavos Hashem. How do we understand this? Rabbo Sheino Muvuk is not on the level of Rabbo Muvuk. The Gemara in Kedushin says that for Rabbo Muvuk, a person has to stand up Kimelo Einov. If you see the Rebbe in a distance, there's a chiyuv to stand up if he's Rabbo Muvuk. Rabbo Sheino Muvuk. There's no chiyuv Kimelo Einov. When do you have to stand up for Rabbo Sheino Muvuk? When? Dalet Amos, exactly. When he's closer. The Brisker Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, at the very beginning of the Sefer on the Rambam, he has a long dissertation, a very beautiful piece, where he tries to point out that there are two different chiyuv. The chiyuv to stand up for Rabbo Muvuk, Kimelo Einov, that's because of Mora Rabbo, a special din of Mora, to show a sense of awe, a sense of respect for Rabbo Muvuk. But the mitzvah to stand before Rabbo Sheino Muvuk, that's the Hadarta Pnei Zokein, Akima Sheyesh Bahidu, you have to stand for him in a way that shows respect, that shows a kavod. Showing a kavod means that people see that you're standing for him. If people don't see it, that's not mechabed him. But if the Rebbe is in the distance, you see the Rebbe, then the chiyuv of Mora requires that you stand for him even if no one else realizes why he's standing. Because that's what Mora Rabbo is all about. To have an awe, to have an inner respect, doesn't mean that other people have to see that you're being mechabed. So Frakta Maral, if there's no mitzvah of Mora Rabbo by Rabbo Sheino Muvuk, there's a din, v'hadar de p'nei zokein, that you're supposed to be mechabed, Talmid HaChachamim in general, and Rabbo Sheino Muvuk is no worse than any other Talmud Chacham. But the mitzvah of Mora only applies to Rabbo Muvuk. So why would the Shulchan Aruch, why would the Rush compare Rabbo Muvuk and Rabbo Sheino Muvuk in terms of the mitzvah seseva, in terms of the ptur seseva? Why should there be a ptur for the Talmud of the Rabbo if he doesn't have to be meisiv in front of Rabbo Sheino Muvuk? There's no mitzvah of Mora by Rabbo Sheino Muvuk. Either Raya from Shulya Denagri, says the Maral, that's not a Raya. It's not a Raya. I hear it's a nice idea, a good deal, but what does the Brisa say? What's the lashon of the Brisa? Im hakol adam meisiv afilu talmid eitzel rabbo. What does the word rabbo mean? Stam rabbo. What does it mean? Zok the Maral, stam rabbo is rabbo muvuk. Stam rabbo is rabbo muvuk. So you can't say, oh, no, this is Tomei Rabbo Sheino Muvuk. That's not the pashtus of the Brisa. Now, just like the Taz was medayek in the lashon of the Brisa, that Imakol Adam Meisiv sounds like he's chayiv to be Meisiv. Thanks for the lashon. So after Maral, look at the lashon of the Brisa. It says, Afilu Talmud Eitzel Rabbo, Stam Rabbo is Rabbo Muvuk. So just because... Right? You can't give the answer that no, it's only the Talmud is only chayav to be meisiv in front of Rabbo Sheino Muvuk. That's not what the Brisa is talking about. The Rush says no. The fact that the Gemara didn't give a chiluk that by Rabbo Sheino Muvuk the Talmud is mechuyav to be meisiv, it shows you even by Rabbo Sheino Muvuk he's potter. It's Says the Maral, no, the Brisa is talking about Rabbi Buvuk. It says Talmud it's a Rabbo. Stam Rabbo's Rabbi Buvuk. So that's why the Gemara didn't give the answer that there's a chiluk between Rabbi Shein Buvuk and Rabbi Buvuk. Concludes the Maral, I think that there is a distinction, right? That Rabbi Shein Buvuk, there's no Ptura Seba. So since it's a Shaila, the Rush argues, he says you should try to get Rishus from Rabbi Shein Buvuk so that you'll be able to be Mason. Try to get Rishus, because it's not so poshut that you should be part of a Seva. Maybe you should be chayiv to do a Seva. So to be choshish for the Rush, you should try to get Rishus from the Rebbe. Wow. But what's the kasha of the Maral? The ikar kasha of the Maral and the Rush is that how can you compare Rabbi Shein Buvuk to Rabbi Buvuk? The reality is the halachos are different. There's a mitzvah of Mora Rabba by Rabbi Buvuk, but there's no mitzvah of Mora Rabba by Rabbi Shein Buvuk. There's a din of the Hodayat of Pnei Zokain, a din of Kima, Sheyesh Bahidr, but that's not Mora. So there's no mitzvah of Mora. Why should there be a ptur from doing a Seba? Kasha number one. The Emek Brocha, a beautiful Sefer, written by one of the Talmidim of the Brisky Rav, on Leil Pesach Os Beis, yes, it's on Moed, a beautiful Sefer, the Emek Brocha, one of the classics in the Yeshivas. So in the segment, section of Leil Pesach, Os Beis, he has another kasha. The Maral's kasha basically is, why does the Shulchan Aruch not distinguish between Rabbi Buvuk and Rabbi Shein Buvuk? It's really a kasha on the Rush, the source of the Shulchan Aruch. Frekta Emek Brocha, another kasha. The reality is that there are other Rishonim who argue with the Rush. Why did the Shulchan Aruch pick on the Rush? There are other Rishonim who argue. The Rambam argues. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, in Perikei, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes explicitly that there's a chiyuv of Mora only by Rabbi Muvuk, not by Rabbi Shein Muvuk. In the extra Maramakomos that we photocopied, because we're in the Heights Lounge, we can't have any Sforum here, so just the photocopies. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, beginning of Perek Chamishi, Kishem Shadam Mitzvah Bechvod Aviv Uvirasso Kachu Chayev Bechvod Rabba Uvirasso. It's Chayev and Mora Rabba. And later in Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes, Bamedvar Mamurin Berabba Muvak Shalama Mimena Rov Chachmaso Avon Lo Lama Mimena Rov Chachmaso Hareza Talmud Chover Ve'eno chayev b'chvod b'chol advarim ha'elo. The Rambam lists all the special halachas that apply between a Talmud and Rabbi Buvuk. Then he concludes in halacha test that these special halachas don't apply to Rabbi Shein Buvuk. Very limited halachas apply. He's omid lefanov. He's korea olav b'shas misaso. Poskim say we're not knowing to do that. Everyone is mochel, so most would not rip for a Rebbe. A few didn't, but the regular din of Mora Rabba, the Rambam says, doesn't apply to Rabbo Shein Buvuk. And the same would seem to appear from Tosfos and Bava Kamma. How do we know the whole din of Mora Rabba? Es Hashem lekach atira l'rabos talmid hachamim. Rabbi Akiva was dorish v'es. So Tosfos and Bava Kamma and Daf Memalef and Mebeis es. Tamar Seva Tokum Lamali, Tepaklemehofa. What do you need the pasuk when they say the tokum to stand in front of a Zokain Zeshakona Chachma? Yeshlama the Hofa Biraba Muva, Kidnan Mora Rabcha Kimura Shamayim. The first tarot of Tosis and Baba Kama is that no, as Hashem Lakachatira is Marba special din of Mora for Rabba Muvak. If they say Batokum Bihadar to Pnei Zokain, that's the regular alocha of Kima Bifnei Tamid Chachamim, Kima Shiesh Bahidr. This Tosis is the mocker for the Brisky Rav's Yisod. The Rabbi Shein Buvuk, there's a chiyuv of kibud, kima sheyesh bahidr, but the din of Mora Rabba, that's a special halacha of Mora Rabba Kamar Shemaim that applies to Rabbi Muvuk. So frek the Emek Brocha, why does the Shulchan Aruch pick on the Rush? Tosis and the Rambam, they clearly say there's a chiluk between Rabbi Muvuk and Rabbi Shein Buvuk. So why should there be a ptur of Heseba for Talmud Eitzel Rabba Shein Muvuk? What's more, some of the Achronim ask a third question. There's a stira in the Rambam himself. steer in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Chametz Matzah, the Rambam Lisua, the Talmud lifnei Rabo ein omeisiv elam kein nosen lo beferish reshus. Let's see this lashon of the Rambam. Packet 16, page 2. Aval Talmud lifnei Rabo ein omeisiv elam kein nosen lo rabo reshus. Without Natilas Rishus, Talmud Bifnei Rabba doesn't do a Seif. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between Rabba Muvak and Rabba Sheina Muvak. Sounds like the Rambam holds that even by Rabba Sheina Muvak, the Talmud doesn't do a Seif. Ain't a Mason. And yet the Rambam himself paskins that there's no... The din of Mora applies only to Rabbi Muvak and not to Rabbi Sheina Muvak. Very difficult. The whole sugi is very difficult. We find that there's a distinction between Rabbi Muvak and Rabbi Sheina Muvak. And yet when it comes to Haseba, there seem to be many different smuchim lekach, that there is no chiluk. What's the difference? The answer, Rabbi Osei, is the yesod that we've developed till now. What is the reason why Talmud Bifnei Rabbo doesn't do Haseba? Is it because the mitzvah of Mora Rabbo is Dolcha Haseba? So the yisod that we've developed is that it's really the mitzius of Mora. Mora Rabcha Kamar Shemai means the Talmud doesn't feel comfortable in front of his Rebbe. The Talmud doesn't feel comfortable in front of the Rebbe. And therefore it's a Haseba as Rishus. It's not a Derech Eres to do a Haseba, so it's only a Haseba as Rishus. And once it's a Haseba as Rishus, then it's also to do a Haseba in front of the Rebbe. So if we learn like that, then perhaps that halacha should apply even to Rabbi Sheina Muvak as well. It doesn't matter that by Rabbi Sheina Muvak there's no mitzvah of Mora, at the same level as Rabbi Muvak. The reality is, if the Talmud doesn't feel comfortable in front of Rabbi Sheina Muvak, then the same ptur applies. Because if he doesn't feel comfortable, it's not a derech eres. And if it's not a derech eres, so then he's potter from a seba. Chazal only obligate a person to do a seba if it's going to be a seba derech eres. But if the Talmud feels uncomfortable, then it's not a seba derech eres. So why would Chazal obligate him? Be'emes, Rabbo Sheino Muvak is like Rabbo Muvak who gave reshus to the Talmud to do a seba. Think about it. Right? Rabbo Haseba in front of Rabbo Sheina Muvak is like the halacha of Haseba in front of Rabbo Muvak when he gives Rishus. We mentioned, according to the Mari Bruna and the Bach, even if Rabbo Muvak gives Rishus, there's still no chiyuv for the Talmud to do Haseba. He's allowed to do Haseba, but if he doesn't feel comfortable, he's still potter. Bemis Rabbo Sheina Muvak is the same as Rabbo Muvak who gave Rishus. Right? Even though technically speaking, there's no mitzvah of Mora in either case. Neither in the case of Rabbi Muvak who gave Rishus, nor in the case of Rabbi Sheina Muvak, even without Rishus. But the reality is, if the Talmud doesn't feel comfortable, then the Seif is not a Derech Eres. And if it's not a Derech Eres, then he's potter from doing a Seif. There's an equation between these two cases. Rabbi Muvak Shenosan Rishus and Rabbi Sheina Muvak Stan. It could be that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't distinguish between the two. That's why the Rambam doesn't distinguish. The Rambam perhaps assumes that Rabbo Sheina Muvak is also a Ptur HaSeiva. It's a Ptur HaSeiva. If the Talmud doesn't feel comfortable. There's just one distinction between these two cases. The case of Rabbo Muvak Shenosa Meshus and Rabbo Sheina Muvak. What's the distinction? The one distinction is that by Rabbo Muvak, if the Talmud doesn't have to do a Seva, it's also for him to be Mason. Right? In a case where Rabbo Muvak, the Rebbe does not give Rishus, so then it's also for the Talmud to be Mason. But by Rabbo Sheino Muvak, if he feels an Ema in front of his Rebbe, so then there is no issa to be Mason. There's no issa to be Mason. By Rabbo Muvak, as long as There's no chiyuv to be meisiv. If it's ein sorech lahasev, so then it's also for him to be meisiv. By Rabbo she'eno muvuk, there won't be an issur lahasev because it's always mutter for him to be meisiv, right? There won't be, even though it's mutter for him to be meisiv, as long as he doesn't feel, if he feels an ema in front of Rabbo she'eno muvuk, then he's potter lahasev. Right? Nochama. If the Talmud feels an ema in front of Rabbo She'ena Muvuk, then he's exempt from being Mason. He is exempt. But there's no issur for him to be Mason. Because there's no mitzvah more. If the Talmud feels uncomfortable in front of Rabbo Muvuk, even if the Rebbe gave reshus, the Rebbe gave reshus that a taka would be mutter for him to be meisiv. If he's potter from doing a seva, so then it'll be awesome. Yeah, the comparison is not exact. But in the case of Rabbo She'eno Muvuk, if the Talmud feels an ema in front of his Rebbe, he is potter from doing a seva, but it's not awesome for him to do a seva. Because there's never an issur to be meisiv in front of Rabbi Shein HaMubuk since there's no mitzvah of mor. It could be that's why the Shulchan Aruch uses a lashon Talmid Eitzel Rabbo Eino Tzorach Lahasev. Why does he say Eino Tzorach Lahasev? And the Mishnah Berurah has to help us along and say, no, he really means Asa Lahasev. Why doesn't he say it? The answer is maybe he's trying to include the case of Rabbi Shein HaMubuk. In the case of Rabbi Shein HaMubuk, there is no Issa Lahasev, even if he feels uncomfortable. There's no Issa Lahasev. It's never an Issa Lahasev. So to include that case, the Shulchan Aruch just says, Eino Tzorech Lahasev. If he feels uncomfortable, he doesn't have to be Mesev, but it's not going to be us. It's not going to be us. Okay. So This yisod that we've suggested, that Talib ifnei Rabbo eino tzorech lahasev, is not because of the din of Mora, but rather it's because the Talmud doesn't feel comfortable in front of the Rebbe. This yisod can help explain this halacha of Rabbo she'eino muvuk, that even though there's no mitzvah of Mora by Rabbo she'eino muvuk, because the Talmud doesn't feel comfortable, or in a situation where the Talmud doesn't feel uncomfortable, then he will be exempt from his seba. Just like a Talmud b'fnei Rabbi Muvuk, the only difference being that there's no issa to do a seva. If he wants to, he can do a seva, but he'll be exempt from doing a seva. If he pushes himself, then it's permissible. There's no mitzvah more that he be docheh. But in the case of Rabbi Muvuk, if the Talmud is really potter, so then he, not only is he exempt, but he really should not do a seva, because then it becomes a hesevas rishus, and a hesevas rishus in front of Rabbi Muvuk will be prohibited, because it'll violate a mitzvah more around him.